There's standing up for yourself, and then there's picking a fight you're likely to lose. Vietnam may have done the latter when it sent some of its Navy ships to confront Chinese ships in a disputed section of the South China Sea. The Vietnamese were furious that China had set up an oil rig in an area claimed by both countries. Each side accused the other of ramming its vessels. The skirmish has become a major topic of conversation in Vietnam, across social media, at protest rallies, in classrooms, and even cafes. Reporter Christopher Johnson set out to hear what people make of the standoff in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi.
The sun's finally gone down on this 117-degree day, and everybody's outside. So it's easy to find people who have something to say about China, but not so easy to find someone who will do it on tape. At a busy sidewalk beer spot, Phuong Thi Thinh needs a few sips before she's ready to get real.
A lot of people have been discussing about this issue on Facebook, and many of them are furious. They show a very clear hatred towards the Chinese government, and some of them are even talking about like fighting against China.
She's right about Facebook. Pages are filling up with vitriol aimed squarely at the Chinese government. Folks are posting patriotic images of Vietnamese soldiers strapped and ready for battle. There are the China Get Out banners and endless comment strings crammed with earnest patriotism, finger-wagging history lessons, and genuine fear. Vietnamese folks have a lot to say about this conflict. Some of Tu Vu To's friends are so angry with China, they're talking about a potential fight.
My friends and I, whenever we meet up, we all talk about it. We are watching the news every second of the day to see what's happening. And some people are so enthusiastic that they talk about volunteering to protect our islands and seas.
Now, this whole thing with the Chinese oil rig is going down almost 150 miles offshore. But the way folks like To are talking, it'd be easy to think there was an imminent threat to mainland Vietnam.
It's hard for me to explain why Vietnamese people are reacting this way, because I feel it's a very natural reaction. When someone invades your house, you have to show that you are the owner, and you are not letting them do that to you or your house.
Vietnamese people are very concerned about their territory.
Dang Tan is a Vietnamese novelist and poet. What are known as the Paracel Islands, not far from where the rig is, are officially part of disputed territory, but the Vietnamese say this is our turf.
All the people here are very sensitive to anything relating to border and, territory.
Vietnam's relationship with China has been fraught long before this latest flare-up. Lots of wars over the last few centuries, and so it's not too shocking that some folks here see China's oil rig throwdown as a bully move. And then there's the question of war. Novelist Dang Tan doesn't want to fight, but he says the way for Vietnam to avoid an armed conflict isn't by backing down.
Vietnamese government need to be harder. I don't think the Chinese will carry out war when other people showing their determination. I think the Chinese will, move back.
But whether or not China relents, people like Phuong Thi Nguyen say they're not intimidated by their neighbor's military might. At a Mother's Day party, Nguyen and her girlfriends talked about the prospect of war.
Nobody wants this to happen, from government to normal people like us. But if it happens, I'm ready. Maybe not directly, but indirectly, if my husband and my family have to join the army, I support them 100%.
But despite the bravado, like all of the other wives and moms at this table, like most of Vietnam, Nguyen hopes no one in her house is ever called up. For The World, I'm Christopher Johnson in Hanoi.